Music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Well, folks, the wait is over. We are here. It is high school basketball season on WCDO once again. We ended last year with a state championship broadcast for the Cooperstown boys, and we are all the way back to the beginning, the start of the regular season. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto tip-off show. Of course, Butler Auto has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Nate Lull with you here tonight. Jim Tomeo is back in our Sydney Main Street studios, and we are live from Sydney High School tonight. It's a Class C versus Class D matchup as the Sydney boys are hosting the Edmiston boys. And for me personally, I love these matchups because you get to see the MAC versus the Tri-Valley. I also love it when, you know, a Tri-Valley team crosses over and plays a Delaware League team or a STAC team, plays a team from the MAC. I mean, for me, being kind of the local sports nerd that I am, I love seeing different schools that normally wouldn't play each other get a chance to lace up the high tops here tonight on the hardwood and see how it goes. So again, it's our Butler Auto tip-off show. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about how both these teams have started off the season. We've already had about a week's worth of games, maybe a week and a half, and we're getting to our first radio game tonight, but don't worry. I've been out every single night watching a game somewhere and ready to watch these two teams here tonight and bring it to you live on the radio. So I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on the Butler Auto tip-off show. Sydney boys in Edmiston tonight here on CDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales and Service in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, a top-quality service department, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales and Service, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. The Butler Auto family wishes you a happy and safe holiday season.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back once again, folks. The Butler Auto Tip-Off Show live here tonight in Sydney. It's the Sydney boys hosting the Edmiston boys to start off our radio portion of this year's season. Tomorrow night we'll be down in Harpersville. It's the Harpersville boys hosting Walton. So those will be our two games this week, and really once we get into next week, folks, we'll have a full slate, probably 3-4 games a week right here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU, and you can go back anytime. Our game audio archive is also brought to you by SFCU, so it's a free download. You can go back on our website, just click game audio archive, and all the games that we do are right there. So this is a fun game here tonight. You have the Sydney boys fresh off a victory. They were champions of the Deposit Hancock tournament, defeating Morris and Deposit Hancock. Liam Matthews, the MVP, in a three-point victory over DH in the final on Monday night. That game was supposed to be Saturday, but with some bad snowy weather, the tournament got pushed back a couple of days. But this is a Sydney team that has a lot of athletes on this team, and you kind of start with Liam Matthews, of course. We know what he can do on the football field. He's going to be playing college football at Cornell next year, but he's a heck of a track athlete, and he's a heck of a basketball player, too. And he's been filling it up, and I think that's what Sydney is going to need this year. They're going to need Liam to score. They're going to need several other guys like Johnny Palmatier, who has been playing very well so far this year, double digits in all his games. You know, he was a key piece for them last year. And then a big new addition is the 6'5", maybe even 6'6", Devin Chabot here. Didn't play last year, but has been around this crew for his entire career here at Sydney. But, you know, they're getting some big contributions from him. And anytime you can add a little size into your lineup, that's certainly going to help. So he had 14 points against DH the other night. And I think that's the third piece that Sydney really needs. On the other side, you have the Edmiston boys, champions of the Tri-Valley League a year ago. They upset South Courtright in sectionals. They get to the Section 4 Class D championship game last year before falling to Marathon. They lose a lot of pieces, and one of the big pieces they lost was Parker Robinson, who made the team at Elmira College this year. But they have their main man, Josh Martin, back. He's only a junior and is probably one of the best guards in the area, could play at any level. Great three-sport athlete, great basketball player, and a fantastic baseball player as well. But, you know, he's going to have to get help from some new guys around him that are getting their feet wet at the varsity level for the first time. Edmiston comes in 1-1. They had a really tough opening in game. They invited South Courtright to come over to E-Town, and they lost that game, but they ended up getting a victory over a Class C school last Saturday. They went up to Fulton Montgomery Community College, played in a coaches versus cancer game, and beat Class C Canajoharie from Section 3. So that's a really nice win for them and has to give them some confidence. They are missing a starter here tonight, so they're on the road against another Class C school in Sydney. They're going to need a big-time performance tonight from Josh Martin to try to pull the victory out of here. But really, if you're Edmiston, you have nothing to lose in a game like this here tonight because you're a Class D school. You're coming here, you're going to pick up some sectional points regardless if you win or lose, and if you win, you pick up even more. And I think it's just a good experience. These are games that are going to help the smaller schools, the D schools, when they get into their league, they'll be nice and battle-tested. And I like it from the Sydney perspective, too. Yes, you're hosting a smaller school, so some sectional points are on the line, but you're playing a school that traditionally has been very strong over the last couple of years here in the Edmiston boys, and I'm sure that they know. I'm sure Coach Brzee has done his homework and knows what Josh Martin and company brings to the table. So we'll take another quick break here on our Butler Auto pregame show. The Edmiston boys are in town tonight to take on the Sydney Warriors. So our first game of the radio season, but again, the season's been going strong for about 2 weeks. My reason for waiting so long usually every year to do a radio game is I like to kind of get the lay of the land, go out, and we do our Twitter updates every single night. So make sure to follow me on Twitter, at Nate Lull, or check it out at WCDOsports.com. We're at a game every night providing updates for you, whether I'm on the radio or not, and it's your home to get all the scores. If you want to know scores from a ball game that happened that night, you have to go to WCDOsports.com or right onto my Twitter page because I'm following, you know, three or four leagues locally, so I'm going to have those scores for you every single night. So I'd like to get the lay of the land, see what teams are kind of bringing into the new season, what the good matchups were going to be, and from there, we can kind of unleash it onto the radio world. So here we are, Edmiston and Sydney tonight. Again, the Butler Auto pregame show, going to be a good one tonight here. And, of course, Butler has two lots right here in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, right across from the Kmart Plaza. We'll take a quick break. I'm Nate Law, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Winter is here, and Butler Auto Sales and Service in Sydney will keep your vehicle running during these cold months. The Butler Auto Service team is one of the best in the area, servicing and repairing all vehicles, no matter where you bought it. Plus, we're stocked with a huge selection of snow tires. And in case of a winter fender bender, Butler Auto Sales and Service features low-mileage clean rentals. Butler Auto Sales and Service, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. The Butler Auto family wishes you a happy and safe holiday season.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Edmiston visiting the Sydney boys here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lull. Let's get into our starting lineups here first for Edmiston tonight and head coach Darren Belden. They will start with junior number 14, Greg DeVries. They have senior number 22, Garrett Lum. They have junior, here's the guy to watch, number 24, Josh Martin tonight for Edmiston. Senior number 25, Shane Smith, and senior number 33, Logan Williams. On the other side for Sydney and longtime head coach Mike Brzee, they have senior number 00, Devin Chabot. They have senior number 4, Liam Matthews. Senior number 5, John Palmatier. The sophomore, senior number 10, Glenn Rogers. And the junior number 11, Peyton Mosier. So again, all seniors here in this lineup. Let me double check that, except for Peyton Mosier. He is the lone junior in this Sydney starting lineup tonight. Edmiston is in the road orange uniforms with the black trim and has Panthers across the front of the uniform in black lettering. Look really, really sharp. I like these new uniforms that they got a year ago. Sydney in the traditional white uniforms with the maroon trim. It says Warriors in maroon lettering across the front of the chest as we are all set to go here between the Panthers and the Warriors tonight on WCDO. So both teams getting ready for the opening tip here. And again, 12 games in the area tonight during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll tell you who else is playing around the area tonight. As here we go, can Josh Martin and the Edmiston Panthers come in here to Sydney and hang tough with a very strong Sydney team? At least they've started off the season pretty strong, winning the Deposit Hancock tournament. So DeVries will be jumping it up here for the Edmiston boys, going up against the tallest player on the court tonight, Devin Chabot, for the Sydney Warriors. And there's the opening tip. Sydney will win that. It'll go to Glenn Rogers. They'll work it into the corner for Liam Matthews, a baseline drive into the paint looking for Chabot. It's stolen away, though. Ball pops out of bounds. And the officials will say it's going to stay here with the Sydney boys. So we're 10 seconds in. Sydney with their opening possession of the night. And Palmatier on the left wing. Palmatier looking as Edmiston has come out in a little 2-3 zone. They'll work it to the top of the key. Now they'll go far side for Rogers. Rogers puts it on the floor. Back to Mosier, top of the key. They'll swing it around to the left side. Now back to the right. 10 on the shot clock here for the Warriors. Rogers looking for a passing lane. Will now go back to Mosier, trying for penetration. Goes back to Rogers, fires a three. It's well short. Ball is out of bounds and will go back to Edmiston with 7:20 to go in this first quarter. So here's some full court pressure now from Sydney. I wondered if they would come out and try to test these Edmiston guards early. Here is Josh Martin as Edmiston goes left to right. He's in the backcourt looking for some options. We'll pass to the far side. Edmiston will get it across the half-court timeline. They go back to Martin, a long three right side off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for Mosier of Sydney. Mosier with a long outlet pass will find Rogers in the corner. With a minute gone here in the opening quarter, we're scoreless between the Sydney boys and Edmiston tonight at Sydney Central School. A steal now by Edmiston. Martin will work one ahead for Garrett Lum. He tries to get to the rim, and now we'll have to pass it back out as Edmiston will pump the brakes here and reset on offense. Martin again, three-point line extended at the top of the key. Goes back to Lum. Both teams kind of feeling each other out here in the early going in front of a nice crowd tonight in Sydney. They're quiet so far, but There's quite a few seats filled up here tonight. Edmiston almost throws it away, but they'll save it. Inbounds here with Shane Smith. Smith will work it to the interior. Back out for Martin, left side to DeVries. Steps in for a 10-footer off the side of the rim as the shot clock was about to go down. And it's no good, and Palmatier with a rebound. So we're 2 minutes gone and still scoreless as Sydney will throw it away. Palmatier was trying to go to the corner there for Peyton Mosier. Mosier wasn't expecting it, and it sails into the Sydney student section. So again, here comes the full court pressure. Edmiston looking to control it. They'll get it up to DeVries on the far side. He'll work it down low, and the pass to Shane Smith. He puts it up and in. We got our first bucket of the night, and Edmiston leads Sydney 2-0. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me here tonight on WCDO and online at WCDOsports.com. Here's Rodgers. Back to Peyton Mosier. Again, they're trying to figure out this 2-3 defense and how they can work their way to the interior. Here's Mosier with a drive. Gets it down low for Matthews. His layup rolls around the rim and won't go. Edmiston gets the loose change, and they'll bring it up the floor. Into the corner now for DeVries. He puts it in. DeVries gives Edmiston a 4-0 lead with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Greg DeVries with the bucket. And across the big Sydney S at midcourt here is Palmateer. Palmateer for Mosier. 4-0 lead for the Edmiston boys over Sydney here on the road tonight in Sydney. Mosier gets through traffic, tosses one up, was looking for the contact and doesn't get anything from the officials. And here is Martin across the midcourt timeline. Goes to the right side. They'll work it down low. A little up and under move is good here for Logan Williams. And Edmiston has jumped out to a 6-0 lead with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. So a nice job here by the Panthers on the road. And they're playing some good defense so far and handling the Sydney press. Now they go to Rodgers on the right side. He's looking for some options. Again, this defense is extending and really kind of pushing Sydney to the outside here on the wings as they go right to left. Sydney's in the white with the maroon trim here tonight. They'll go down low to Matthews. He gets some real estate on the right low block and muscles it up and in. So Liam Matthews with his first basket and Sydney's first basket of the night. It's 6-2. Edmiston is on top. Martin will break the press here. Edmiston will get a jumper from DeVries on the far side. Ball is loose. Both teams wrestling and scrambling, and Sydney will come away. With 4:10 to go in the first quarter, it's Edmiston 6 and Sydney 2. The Sydney boys trying to work their way back in. Here's Palmateer with an NBA range 3 right side. Cash money for Johnny Palmateer. He puts it home. And just like that, it's back to a one-point game, 6-5. And now we'll have a foul at midcourt as Edmiston was looking to break the press. Foul is going to be on Liam Matthews, his first, team's first. Pretty clean game so far with 3:56 to go in the first quarter. It is Edmiston 6 and Sydney 5. Here is Martin, left side. He'll cross the midcourt timeline. I'd love to see this matchup as Liam Matthews and Josh Martin going head-to-head. That's two of the area's best athletes right there. Martin will throw it away, though, as he was looking to go baseline, and his cutter wasn't there. So Sydney will get it back, looking to take the lead for the first time tonight. 3:45 to go first quarter, 6-5 the score. Edmiston boys on the road here with a one-point lead in the early going against Sydney. And now Liam Matthews with a no-look pass to the high post. It was intercepted. Here comes Josh Martin. Martin lays it up off the glass and in. Nice play there by Martin. His first bucket of the night. He had 17 in that victory over Canajoharie the other day on the road at the Coaches versus Cancer Day up at Fulton Montgomery Community College. Sydney with another bad pass, and it goes out of bounds with 3:20 to go first quarter. A little miscommunication there, and Sydney just not on the same page here in this opening frame. So Edmiston leads 8-5. Ball down the right wing side as the Panthers now will throw it away. A nice steal here by Peyton Mosier. He'll try to go coast to coast. Puts it up. Won't go, but he's fouled. DeVries with some good hustle back there for the Panthers, but he slapped them on the wrist. Easy call there for the Zebra crew. With 3:08 to go in the first quarter, it's Edmiston 8 and Sydney 5. So this will be Peyton Mosier heading to the line here for the Warriors. Another great three-sport athlete for Sydney. Football, basketball, and baseball. His first shot is no good here. Boy, what a combo on the football field it was this year for Liam Matthews and Peyton Mosier. They were fantastic at the wide receiver position. Mosier settling in, second shot. This one is too strong. The rebound, though, for Devin Chabot. There's that size coming into play. Kicks it back out. Palmateer steps in for a long two and rattles it in. So Palmateer now with 5 points, and it's 8-7 with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Edmiston again trying to break this Sydney press. It's pretty much a man press, it looks like. Edmiston breaks it this time. They try to go to the interior. Pass is intercepted by Palmateer. Numbers, if he hurries, he'll instead pull up for a three. It's off the front of the rim. Edmiston with an easy rebound. It was clean. And now they'll try a long pass ahead. They'll lay it up and in. Bucket was good for Logan Williams as he sprinted out ahead and did a little cherry pick in there to put it in. And Edmiston leads 10-7 with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Here is Mosier left side. Chest pass back to Rodgers on the right wing side. Again, Sydney going right to left on the dial here tonight. They go down low for Chabot, and there's that size. 6'6", he lays it in. So Chabot gets the nice pass there, the nice dime from Leah Matthews and puts it in. It's 10-9. Edmiston with a one-point lead. Panthers break the press again. They'll bring it down. A good pump fake. Taking it to the rim here was Logan Williams. No good. Rebound kick back out to Martin. He'll reset. So again, our score is Edmiston 10 and Sydney 9 with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Martin. Tries a little alley-oop. Williams will bring it down. Puts it up and in. Logan Williams with 6 points, and he's going for the old-fashioned three-point play at the line as Edmiston leads 12-9 with a minute 46 to go here in the first quarter. Nice pass there from Martin. Again, he's one of the best athletes in the area, and I think anyone would agree with me that has seen him play. Here is Williams, and his foul shot won't go. Matthews skies for the rebound. So it's Edmiston 12, Sydney 9 with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter here in Sydney tonight. Glad to have you along. Palmateer goes for Matthews, and Sydney willing to take their time and try to work through the progressions on this offensive set. Here is Mosier, picks up his dribble, goes to Rogers. Not a lot of movement on the baseline there by Chabot. Let's see if Coach Brzee tells his guys to get moving here. Rogers left side in front of the Edmiston bench as Sydney goes right to left. Now they go to Matthews. He sprints into the lane, little up and under move. The kiss off the glass won't go. Palmateer with the rebound. And Chabot was coming off now. I think he got hit in the mouth here as a rebound goes to Edmiston with a minute 7 to go here in the first quarter. Edmiston's going to take it down the floor. They'll get a foul as taking it to the line with Shane Smith. I think Chabot got knocked pretty hard in the tooth there. Not sure if there's some blood or not. He comes right over to the bench, and boy, he definitely got hit in the mouth. Came pretty much right out of the play and came over to the bench. Coach Brzee said, well, you got to hang out until we get a whistle at least here. So this is going to be Chris Prentice coming into the game now for Sydney, and Chabot is going to have to come to the bench here, and we'll see if this might, you know, this is something that could cost you the game here. Chabot, that is, his playing time. First shot for Edmiston at the line for Shane Smith is good. Basically, it's, you know, how bad is it? Do you have to leave immediately to go get it looked at or not? Or is it just one of those things where you can kind of just say, okay, I'm going to grit my teeth here, no pun intended, and get through it? Shane Smith gets fouled, goes to the line, hits two for Edmiston, and the Panthers lead 14-9 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Chabot is on the bench right now. We'll keep an eye on that as Sydney comes back down the floor. And Prentice now is going to have to run that baseline on the Sydney offense. Left side, Palmateer. Palmateer, one-handed pass back to Matthews. Over to Rogers, a pump fake. Pulls it down, goes back to Matthews, takes it to the rim off the glass, and good, he's fouled, and we'll head to the line. Good to see Liam Matthews being so aggressive. At times earlier in his career, I think he deferred a little bit too much, in my opinion. But, boy, when he wants to go, he can go. I mean, he's the quickest guy on the floor on almost any night. He's just one of those guys. So Matthews to the line, and it dies on the front of the rim, and it's no good. So it's 14-11. Edmiston on top by three. They go far side for Josh Martin, and he puts it up and in. Martin with the layup, and there was a lot of contact and no foul, and Edmiston leads 16-11. 30 seconds to go, first quarter, and a high-scoring first quarter between these two teams. Here is Rogers. Dribble drive, goes back out, Palmateer. Chest pass to the left wing side, looking for Peyton Mosier. Mosier back to Palmateer. He's got some room. Fires it up, and it's good. Palmateer with 8 points. 8 of Sydney's 14 here in the early going. Two-point game. Edmiston leads 16-14. Down to 8 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Martin. Let's see what he decides to do. Martin gets a screen, goes left side, pulls up for three, dies on the front of the rim. No good. So the end of the first quarter, it's Edmiston leading Sydney. We got a good one here, folks. 16-14. We'll be back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, and the Edmiston boys going right to the rim here. Second chance opportunity is no good, but a foul, and Shane Smith will head back to the line. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And yes, Devin Chabot is back in the game. So if any of you Sydney fans were nervous, he's going to gut this one out. He looks like he's in some pain, but he's hanging tough. So Edmiston leads 16-14 here on the road over the Sydney boys. Make that 17-14 as Shane Smith gets his first shot to go. We got a good game here between Edmiston from the Tri-Valley and Sydney from the MAC. Class C versus Class D tonight. I love it. Early second quarter here at the home of the Warriors, and Shane Smith goes 2 for 2. So you got Logan Williams with 6 and Shane Smith with 6 for Edmiston. Johnny Palmateer with 8 points on the other side, and Liam Matthews with 4 for Sydney. 4-point lead for the Panthers. Here is Sydney going right to left. They go to the right wing side for Palmateer, and Edmiston's kind of pushing out on him a little bit because they've seen his range in the early going. Now a foul on Edmiston, and we've had a pretty clean game so far. With 7:35 to go in the second quarter, it's 18-14. So Edmiston with the foul there. That's going to be on DeVries. It's going to be his second, so he'll come out of the game. And Tyler Jennings will step in here for the Edmiston Panthers. So Liam Matthews on the sideline will go to Chabot, and Sydney will set it back up. They go to Mosier. Now on the baseline, on the right wing side here for Matthews, trying to set up shop again off the glass. No good. Rebound, Chabot puts it in. Fresh off the bench, Devin Chabot now with 4 points after getting hit in the teeth there a couple of plays ago. And it's back to a two-point game, 18-16, with 7:15 to go second quarter. Edmiston setting up on offense. They'll pass one down low. They try to work it out far side for Lum, but it was stolen away. A nice pickpocket move. Matthews comes down, finds Palmateer for 3, got it. Boy, you can't give him an inch of daylight. He puts it in. Palmateer's got 11, timeout for Darren Belden and Edmiston. Sydney with their first lead of the game, 19-18. 7 minutes to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Sydney boys leading Edmiston 19-18 thanks to 11 points and 3 three-pointers from John Palmateer, the senior for Sydney. Boy, he was a great shooter last year, and it seems like he's improved even more this season. And now a steal by Sydney right on the out-of-bounds play here. As Edmiston was trying to get it back in against that Sydney press, a nice steal for Alec Fogarty. He gets hammered and will head to the line. So Fogarty, the lone sophomore on this Sydney team, will step to the line here. He's got good size, and it's not often that Sydney brings guys up early, so you know he's got some game. Fogarty's first shot skims off the front of the rim, and it's no good. 6:55 to go in the second quarter. It's the Sydney boys leading Edmiston 19-18. Glad to have you along tonight here on CDO. Second shot for Fogarty is good. So a nice job there by Alec Fogarty. And it's a two-point lead now, 20-18, for the Sydney Warriors over visiting Edmiston. And back up the floor for Tyler Jennings. Right side, lost it again, and here's Matthews. All the way down, lays it up and in. Matthews using that speed that's got him a Division I scholarship to Cornell next year, and another timeout for Edmiston. Sydney opens up their biggest lead of the game, 22-18. Another timeout for Edmiston. We'll step away for 60 seconds and be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Edmiston throws it away, and so Sydney will get the possession back here. With 6:40 to go in the second quarter, Sydney leading Edmiston 22-18. Here is Chabot down low left baseline. On the left low block, I should say. His layup won't go, and Martin with a rebound. Martin pushes it ahead for Garrett Lum. Lum to the interior. They'll try to pass it out, but a traveling violation here on Logan Williams, and the turnovers are really starting to plague and add up here for the Edmiston Panthers. So 6:20 to go, second quarter. Sydney boys settling in now. They have a 22-18 lead over Edmiston here tonight in Sydney. Here is Palmateer. He's got a game-high 11 points so far. Goes to Matthews, tries to go back to Palmateer. The pass slices through and goes to Fogarty now on the right-wing side as Sydney goes right to left. Now for Peyton Mosier. Picks up his dribble, goes to Palmateer with 15 on the shot clock. Palmateer pulls up, spots up for three, left it short this time, and Martin skies for a rebound. Martin slowly works it back up the floor as Edmiston goes left to right on your radio dial. Now at the top of the key, we'll have a foul on Matthews. Matthews is just preying on the guards at the top of this offense here, hoping to get those steals. That time he reached in, and Tyler Jennings got slapped on the arm. So a foul on Liam Matthews. It's going to be his second. So here's the team foul situation. Sydney with five, Edmiston with four. Martin's going to get a little give and go and take it to the rim and lay it up and in. So Josh Martin now with 6 points. So Martin, Smith, and Williams with 6 points apiece here leading the Panthers. It's back to a two-point game with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 22 and Edmiston 20. Here's Palmateer, left side, goes to Chabot. Pump fakes at the foul line, takes it to the rim, and the kiss off the glass is good for Devin Chabot, and it's 24-20. Sydney with the lead. Martin again trying to break this press, and he gets hacked on the arm by Fogarty right at the Sydney S at midcourt. I think overall, Edmiston's done a pretty good job here of handling this pressure. But you know that Sydney's going to continue to bring it at you and bring it at you. That's what they love to do. So Edmiston's going to have to play a full four quarters here against this press. And so now Liam Matthews is going to go to the bench. Chris Prentice will come back in. Coach Brzee trying to protect Liam Matthews here with those two fouls. Does not want him to pick up a third. Still a lot of time left here in the second quarter. Sydney leading by four, 24-20, with 5:15 to go in the second frame. Here is Tyler Jennings, Edmiston with the ball. They go to Martin, right wing side. They're looking to heat him up. Martin lost control of it and now has to dish it off for Logan Williams. Williams at the foul line, back for Martin. Drifts back out to three-point land. Dribble drive now for Martin, a nice take. The floater is good. What a play by Josh Martin. Not many guys could make that happen. Back to a two-point game, 24-22, with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Palmateer over the Sydney S at midcourt, top of the key now, sets up the offense, and we'll go to Prentice, who's playing out almost like a guard at the moment. Now he's going to dish down in. They'll go to Palmateer. Palmateer has Jennings in his face. 15 to go on the shot clock. Here's Palmateer in front of the Sydney student section. Tries to feed it inside to Chabot. The pass wasn't there, and Martin stole it away. Martin with a long pass ahead. Brought down here by Logan Williams. Dishes it back out to Martin in the corner for a three ball. Got it. Nothing but the bottom of the net. And Josh Martin now has 11 points for Edmiston, and the Panthers retake the lead 25-24. With 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Great opening game here for us tonight on WCDO. Here is Fogarty back to Palmateer outside the three-point mark. Now he steps in, gets a screen, lets it go. Too strong. Rebound is loose, and Martin will come away. Ball came right to him. Long quarterback pass ahead for Logan Williams. Back to Martin, who was coming up and scores. Martin with 14. Back-to-back three-pointers for Josh Martin. And Edmiston leads it 28-24 with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. It's like a heavyweight fight. Both teams kind of trading blows here so far. Fogarty into the corner now for Palmateer. Biggest lead of the game was 6 for Edmiston back in the first quarter. Palmateer throws it up. He got tripped. I think he was expecting a foul call, and he lost control of it. Now he steals it back from Martin. Palmateer dishes for Devin Chabot. He puts it in. That was a great hustle play there by Palmateer. He was mad he didn't get the call, and he said, all right, I'll go get it back, and he did. And now Edmiston again throws it away against the press. Palmateer picks it up. NBA 3 rattles in and out. Chabot skies for the rebound. Turnaround move is good. Chabot with back-to-back buckets, and he's into double figures with 10. And it's a tie ball game at 28 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here's Shane Smith, right wing side. Down to the right low block, back out for Martin in the corner. Martin on the baseline, comes around to screen, goes back for Tyler Jennings at the top of the key. He wants to reverse. Now he dribbles to the left side, takes it to the rim. Sweet up and under, little layup, and it won't go. Did everything but finish there for Edmiston. So again, we're tied at 28. The Sydney and Edmiston boys tonight in Sydney with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Here's Prentice at the top of the key. Sydney slowing it down now, pumping the brakes a little bit, taking their time. 15 coming up on the shot clock. They're trying to use that inside advantage as they go to Chabot. The lefty turnaround is a little short, skims the front of the rim, and a rebound here for Lum. Lum with a three ball. That's too strong. Mosier picks up the loose change and will look to bring it back up the floor. Comes across midcourt. He's right in front of the scorer's table. Now goes back to Palmateer. Palmateer again, slowing it down a little bit, wants to set it up. Sydney seems very deliberate. I think this is a Coach Brzee special here to just do what he can and likes to just run the offense. Run and gun when you can, but I really think he likes to run a full set. 10 to go on the shot clock. Here's Palmateer. Sets it down low for Chabot, and why not? Put it up and in. And Chabot's got 12. And it's 30-28. Sydney retakes the lead with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Back up the floor now for Logan Williams. Williams will dish one off for Tyler Jennings. Jennings gets around the screen, goes back to Martin. Martin pulls up for three. Got it. Josh Martin with 17. That's 3 three-pointers in a row for Josh Martin of Edmiston. And it's 31-30. Edmiston with a one-point lead as we come up on a minute to go before the halftime break. Here's Palmateer again, just trying to use that inside game with Chabot, but this time it was taken away. A good defensive poke away by Logan Williams. Williams comes back to Martin, and boy, Sydney's all over him now. He goes to the left side. Martin with a little pump fake, gets around his man, and was stripped there by Fogarty. Fogarty off to the races. He's trying to take it coast to coast and lays it in. Fogarty now with 3 points, and Sydney's going to take a timeout with 44 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 32, Edmiston 31. We'll be back in 30 seconds on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 44 seconds to go before the halftime break. Sydney clings to a one-point lead over Edmiston, 32-31. Martin's going to break the press again for Edmiston. Gets into the paint. A floater in the lane is good for Josh Martin. 19 points in the first half for Josh Martin, and Edmiston leads 33-32 with 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. Will Sydney hold for the last shot? The shot clock is off. And they're going to pass the ball around the perimeter, work it down. Now they go to Chabot. He's at the foul line. Back out for Rogers in the left corner in front of the Edmiston bench. Now they try to go on a backdoor pass here for Mosier. It's intercepted. They go back to Martin with 5 seconds left. Martin finds Jennings into the corner for Lum for three. Left it short, and that's going to do it. our halftime score. Edmiston 33 and Sydney 32. Great game here in the first half, and it should be a very entertaining second half as well. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Again, our halftime score. Edmiston boys on the road here at Sydney, leading by a single point, 33-32. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. I'd like to take a moment to wish our customers and friends a happy and safe holiday season, and a sincere thank you for trusting us to make your vehicle look new again. Sydney Auto Body is proud to have served generations of families in the Tri-County area for over 55 years. So if you find yourself in need of our services, know that you can rely on Sydney Auto Body to make it better. So on behalf of myself, my wife Lori, and our staff, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Sydney Auto Body.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, a longtime sponsor of our web stream and our game audio archive. Always glad to have SFCU be on board. They're great supporters of local high school sports. And, of course, it's time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. It's so easy, folks. See for yourself at Marabito. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our score at the break, Edmiston boys on the road here in Sydney tonight, leading 33-32, a great first half. As we said before, it was kind of a heavyweight battle. Both teams making runs, trading blows. It was a really fun first half. Here's our scoring summary. First for Edmiston, 19 points for the junior, Josh Martin, including 3 three-pointers. And, you know, Edmiston had the early lead. Sydney came back, and it looked like Sydney was going to make a little run and kind of create a little gap. And Josh Martin said, not so fast. And he hit 3 three-pointers, got in the lane, was creating, opened some things up, and that's exactly what he does. It's exactly why this Edmiston team was so successful last year, winning their league and making it to the sectional finals in Section 4 Class D. Of course, last year you had that 1-2 punch with Josh Martin and Parker Robinson, who, again, I said made the team at Elmira College this year, an Edmiston graduate from a year ago. But Josh, you know, even by himself and bringing in some of these new role guys, you can see they're going to be absolutely fine this year. So Martin with 19, Shane Smith has 6, Logan Williams with 6, and Greg DeVries with 2 points so far in the first half for Edmiston. On the other side, good balanced scoring for Sydney Warriors. You have Devin Chabot with 12, John Palmatier with 11, 6 points for Liam Matthews, and 3 for Alec Fogarty. So Palmatier had the early hot hand. He cooled off a little bit, and then they really punched it inside to the 6'6 Devin Chabot. And, you know, he's putting on a gutty performance. He got elbowed, I think, in the mouth early in the first quarter. Looked like, you know, maybe a tooth got knocked loose a little bit, but he's come back in the game, and he's really making a big difference. So a great job there by Devin Chabot. So, again, Chabot with 12, Palmatier with 11 to lead Sydney, and Martin with 19, and Smith and Williams with 6 apiece for the Edmiston Panthers. So, again, a great game. It was a 2-point game at the end of the first quarter, and now a 1-point game as we hit the halftime break. So I hope this continues to stay close. It's always a lot of fun when you see two teams that don't play each other in the regular, you know, kind of the regular season of things. And I just say that because, you know, they're in different leagues, they're in different classes, and so it's great that they are able to schedule a non-league battle like this. And so far, I think it's benefiting both sides. So, again, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll take another break. Halftime score, Edmiston boys up by a point on the road at Sydney, 33-32. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Cuzzo family from RC Sales and Service on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla takes this time to wish their customers and friends a happy holiday. RC Sales and Service has served the area's automotive repair and towing needs for over 25 years. They hope your holidays are filled with peace and happiness and remind you to keep safety in mind. Celebrate responsibly. Remember, RC Sales and Service for used car parts, 24-hour towing, and all vehicle repairs. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Happy holidays and happy new year from your friends at RC Sales and Service.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. The Edmiston boys with a 33-32 lead over Sydney as we get set to start the third quarter. Thanks for joining us for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll have that for you each and every game this year, as well as our Butler Auto tip-off show. That's generally about 10 minutes before the tip-off of each contest. So Sydney boys and Edmiston boys at their respective benches getting the final words of encouragement from their two head coaches. Longtime head coach Mike Brzee for Sydney, of course. Two state championships in 1998 and 2007. And Darren Belden's done a great job. He's coached a variety of things over the years at Edmiston and had a great year last year. They won the Tri-Valley for the first time, and from what we found out in our research, I believe it was the first time since 1978 somewhere, and there maybe 78 or 74, I can't remember, but it had been so long. Even the school last year in Edmiston said, we don't know when we won that last championship. So we had to do a lot of digging last year to find that during Tri-Valley championship time. It was fun. So they made a great run a year ago. So here we go. Sydney going left to right now to start the third quarter. They're in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. They go right down low to Chabot. Can't get it to go. A rebound on the floor, and Edmiston will scoop it up. They're in the orange unis tonight with the black trim, and they're going right to left as they bring it across the Sydney S at midcourt. Here is Garrett Lum as Sydney comes out in man-to-man. One-point lead for Edmiston, and we'll see who gets the job of guarding Josh Martin, who has 19 points in the first half. Martin goes to Lum in the corner. His three ball is flat and is off the mark. Rebound for the Panthers, but they stepped on the line. Good hustle there by Shane Smith, but his toe was on the line. It goes back to Sydney. So 7:10 to go, third quarter. It's 33-32. The Edmiston boys on the road with a single-point lead here over the Sydney Warriors. Here is Mosier, left side. Now goes back to Glenn Rogers. Starting five for both sides. Start the second half. They'll go to the high post. Now for Devin Chabot. Into the corner now for Mosier. He's double-teamed there. He's trapped, trying to dribble his way out. Steps out of bounds. Had nowhere to go. Good pressure there. Good clean pressure from Edmiston. And it goes back to the Panthers. So nobody has scored yet so far in this third quarter. With 6:45 to go in this third frame, Edmiston leading 33-32. And in the backcourt, here are the Panthers. Still more full court pressure. And Lum will get it across the half court timeline. Into the corner now for Shane Smith, left side. We'll go back to DeVries. DeVries steps up, now goes back to Lum. Pump fakes in the left corner in front of the Edmiston bench. Works it down low for DeVries, and we're going to have a traveling violation here on the Panthers. And so Sydney really trying to button up here on defense against Josh Martin. And I know, you know, Martin has seen a lot of junk defenses in his time here in Edmiston. Triangle and two, box and one, all of those. So I'm sure Edmiston, if something comes out of the bag of tricks here, they might be ready for it. But in the meantime, it's Devin Chabot with a turnaround jumper, making it 14 points. They went right to the high post. He turned around and banged it home. So Sydney now leads 34-33. Martin down the floor on the right wing side. Martin gets a double screen, comes off the top of the key and buries it. Wow, his 4-3 of the game, and Martin said, here we go. Let's get things started. So he's got 22, and it's 36-34 with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. They go to the high post for Liam Matthews. Sydney with the basketball, going left to right. They have it left wing side for Mosier. Mosier, a one-handed pass to Palmatier. I think Mosier could look to shoot a little more. He's got a nice shot. And so far tonight, he's just been content to distribute. Back to Palmatier, a long three. Almost tried to go to the bank, and it wouldn't go. Martin leaks out, goes ahead, and puts it up and in. Martin's got 24. Great leak out there, and they hit him with that home run pass, and he finishes. Easy way for him to get points. And Edmiston leads 38-34 now with 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Top of the key. They'll hand one off for Liam Matthews. Matthews to Chabot. Down low, turnaround shot won't go. Chabot gets his own rebound, puts it up. Got it. And the harm. He's going to go to the foul line here as he was knocked on the arm. So Chabot has got 16. Hard to believe that a year ago he wasn't a part of this team because he just fits in so well here and has really come to play. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 38-36. Here's Chabot, the lefty at the line. Rattles in and out. Rebound is scooped up by Logan Williams. So Edmiston leads by a deuce, 38-36 with 4:55 to go third quarter. Here is Martin on the right wing side. Martin pulls it down. Now back to the top of the key. Gets free for three. Got it. Another one for Josh Martin. He's got 27. And that's 5 3-pointers for Martin. And Coach Brzee is looking at his guys like, how can we leave him open? 4:35 to go in the third, and Edmiston leads 41-36. An unconscious shooting night here for Josh Martin. Three ball for Mosier is off the mark, and Martin's there for a rebound. Comes across the Sydney S at midcourt. Martin directing traffic here. He's just like the quarterback out there. Gets a screen, goes to DeVries in the corner. DeVries with a bounce pass back up top. Working it for Shane Smith, who takes it to the rim. Oh, it just won't go. Rattled in and out. Was about halfway down before it popped free. Palmatier back across the midcourt timeline. Picks it up and goes to Rogers on the left wing side with 4 minutes to go in the third. Here is Rogers. Goes to the high post with a nice bounce pass. Another bounce pass down low to Matthews. He's hammered. Can't get the layup to go, and he's fouled and will head to the line with 3:55 to go in the third. That's 41-36. And so this will be Liam Matthews, the MVP of the Deposit Hancock tournament over the weekend. Well, I should say on Monday, as some snowy weather delayed the championship to Monday. Matthews can't get it to go. So 3:55 to go in the third. It's 41-36. Matthews steps in for his second shot. Takes a deep breath and fires. It's good. So Matthews now with 7. Sydney's got some good balanced scoring. Chabot with 16, Palmatier with 11, Matthews with 7. Edmiston on the other side, a lot of Josh Martin with 27. Full court press works. This time a steal by Palmatier. A head now to Mosier. He lays it up and in. Great play there by Mosier for his first basket. Off the great steal there from Palmatier, and it's back to a two-point game. Edmiston leads 41-39. They go backdoor to DeVries, and it's knocked away. Sydney with another steal. Warriors trying to get back in with three and a half to go in the third. They worked it to Chabot. The kiss off the glass is good. And Sydney erases that little deficit and ties it at 41 with 3:20 to go in the third. Edmiston gets back across midcourt. They'll find Logan Williams. Williams, a little give and go to DeVries, who puts it in. He's got 4. very textbook, well-executed give-and-go there for Edmiston. They lead 43-41, but boy, credit to Sydney. They've gotten down a couple of times, and they've been able to dig out of the hole before it got too big. Here's Rogers, pump fake, goes back to Palmateer. Edmiston is very aware if he is where he is after that hot start. Matthews saves it from going out of bounds as they try to zip it down low. Back out to Palmateer, finds Rogers with a chest pass with 10 on the shot clock. Bounce pass into the corner from Matthews, splits a double team, lost it, gets it back. He's in the paint, tosses it up, blocked by DeVries. It's a battle. Matthews comes away to Chabot, and his left-handed layup won't go. And it's a shot clock violation. Okay, wasn't sure if they were going to call a foul or if it was going to be the shot clock violation as his layup didn't touch the rim there. He just had to turn around in traffic and chuck, and it didn't hit the rim. So 2.5 to go in the third in Sydney. Here's Martin back up the floor. Josh Martin, the junior for Edmiston, with 27 points. And it's 43-41. The Panthers leading the Warriors. Give and go. They work it down low for Logan Williams. His layup is too strong. Glenn Rogers with a rebound. Back up to Matthews at the top of the key. Sydney looking to tie it up or potentially take the lead. Chabot left side. Back up for Rogers. Rogers works his way into the paint. His shot is too hard. Martin with another rebound. Can't wait to see his final stats. He's been great on the glass, too, tonight. Windexing that glass. He's got to be close to 10 rebounds, too. Minute 50 to go in the third. It's a two-point lead for Edmiston as they continue to try to find Josh Martin with the basketball. He's got 27. Martin comes off a screen, gets into the paint, tosses it up. This one is too strong. A rebound for Matthews. And Matthews now will pull it down. Martin lost a shoe. He's coming back down the floor somehow. In the fray there, he lost his shoe, and he's going to have to wait until the next whistle to get it back. With a minute 25 to go in the third. Here's Glenn Rogers, takes it to the rim, puts it up and in. Rogers now gets his first bucket of the night, and the officials are going to, I think, let him go get his shoe. So somehow in the fray there, he lost his shoe. Well, that's something to remember here from tonight's game. He puts it right back on. 27 points, and you lost a shoe. How about that? Haven't seen that in a long time. We have seen it here before. It's not a CDO first, but gets a shoe and puts it back on. So we're tied at 43 with a minute 20 to go in the third. Here's Tyler Jennings. Breaks the press, dumps one off, and the layup is good. Jennings with a great pass to Logan Williams, who finishes. He's got 8, and Edmiston leads 45-43 with a minute 5 to go in the third quarter. Great game here tonight between the Warriors and the Panthers. Matthews in the corner on the baseline, goes to Chabot, had his pocket picked there by Tyler Jennings. Now they'll work it ahead. Jennings, left side on the baseline, give and go, right back. Layup won't go for Logan Williams, rebound for Edmiston, back out for Martin. Again, he's got 5 3-pointers here so far tonight with 27 points. 40 seconds to go in the third. Edmiston with a 2-point lead, 45-43. Here is Jennings, steps back for a three, in and out, rebound for Palmateer. Palmateer crosses the Sydney S, wants to take it all the way, dishes off to Chabot, who lays it in. And Chabot's got 20. We're tied at 45 with 20 seconds to go in the third. Ahead now and across midcourt to Logan Williams, back for Martin. Thought about pulling the trigger, but thought better of it. Will he play for the last shot? He's got 15 seconds to work with. Leaves one off here for Logan Williams, who puts it up, and he's fouled with 7.6 to go here in the third. And we're tied at 45, and heading to the line will be Logan Williams. Foul will be here on Sydney, and it will be on Alec Fogarty. His second and the team's first. First foul shot here is for Logan Williams, up and good. He's got 9. Here's our team foul situation, if you're keeping track at home, as I know some of you do. 2 team fouls for Edmiston and 1 for the Sydney Warriors. So Edmiston leads by a point, trying to put another one in here, and it's too strong. So Edmiston leads 46-45. Sydney playing for the last shot of the quarter. Here's Palmateer, 2 seconds left, fires one up, tries to go to the bank, and the bank is closed. 46-45. The Panthers lead by a point. fourth quarter and the exciting conclusion coming up on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So the Edmonton boys take a 46-45 edge over Sydney into the fourth quarter here at Sydney High School. Josh Martin is having himself a ball game, folks. He has 27 points and has hit 5 3-pointers so far for Edmonton. On the other side, speaking of ball games, Devin Chabot with 20, the 6'6 big man, has just been playing fantastic here tonight for Sydney. After getting hit in the mouth early, I think he got an elbow or some sort of an arm to the teeth. Thought, okay, let's see, is that going to do it for him for the night? But he said no and was able to come back in, and he's had a huge night. Now he steals the inbounds pass, tries to go to Palmateer. Jennings got back and punched it out of bounds. But Chabot is doing more than just camping out down low. He's getting rebounds, steals, passing well. He's done a little bit of everything tonight. So it's 46-45. A one-point lead for Edmonton over Sydney as we start the fourth quarter. It should be a great conclusion here, folks, over the next 8 minutes. Here is Mosier. Back to Palmateer. He gets a screen from Chabot. Fires it, rolled all the way around the rim and wouldn't go. It's no good. So Edmonton protecting this one-point lead. Back down the floor for Martin, again, who has 27. Martin now will leave it off for Brandon Ashton, who's into the game. Back for Martin. Fires. Oh, this one halfway down and it popped free. Boy, it looked good, but it wouldn't go. Boy, he hasn't missed many tonight from the outside, that's for sure. 46-45 is the score. Edmonton ahead by a point. Now back to Mosier. Mosier to the high post, finds Chabot, but it was stolen away by Jennings. Jennings leads the Edmonton freight train. Ahead for Martin. Tries to go to the baseline, lost control of it. Now frees one over for Ashton. Splash! The bench coming up big for Edmonton, and it's 48-45 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Here's Palmateer across the half-court timeline, goes to Mosier to the high post. Now stolen again, another turnover for Sydney. Taking it the length of the floor, here is Logan Williams. He lost control of it, though, and it rolls out of bounds and is going to go back to Sydney. So he stole it. He got down the court, went up for the layup, and kind of had some butterfingers there. I think it might have got swatted away by one of the Sydney defenders who got back. But either way, he lost it, and it went out of bounds, and it goes back to the Sydney Warriors. Sydney's got to be careful. They can't dig too big of a hole here. They're only down three. It's totally fine. But a couple of times tonight, it's grown to 6, 7, 8 points, and they've chipped it away. But they run out of time if that happens again. Shot is off the mark for Fogarty. A rebound for Logan Williams, and ahead now for Martin. Martin across the midcourt timeline, and Edmonton looks content to slow it down here, chew a little clock. They try to go to the high post. Martin threw that one away. It was a bad pass and a takeaway here for Liam Matthews. 6:15 to go in the fourth. Edmonton's going to go back to the starting five. They've been using some reserves here. Now a foul on Edmonton with 6:10 to go in the fourth. Yeah, they're going to go back to the starting five here, but they got some big minutes there from Jennings and Ashton. Great job. So again, Edmonton leads 48-45 in a boys non-leaguer tonight. The MAC versus the Tri-Valley. You got to love it. Palmateer goes to Mosier on the right wing side. Mosier to the corner for Fogarty. Dribbles out of a double team. Good job there. And we'll go back to Palmateer left side. Palmateer back to Mosier. 10 on the shot clock. What's Sydney going to do? They look to the interior, the high post for Chabot. Chabot works it back out. Palmateer, an NBA range three off the front of the rim. Both teams fighting for the rebound off the missed shot, and Edmonton will come down with it. Now for Garrett Lum across the Sydney S at midcourt with 5:35 to go. Fourth quarter, and Edmonton leading by three, 48-45. Panthers will go to DeVries on the far side. Pump fakes. Now we'll feed one to Logan Williams. On the floor, lost it. We'll have a jump ball. It's going to go back to Sydney. So Edmiston, last couple of drives, trying to push this lead up. Right now they're just stuck on three. They can't seem to grow it any more than three. Credit to Sydney on the defensive end. But Sydney on offense has gone cold here to start the fourth. 5:15 to go. Edmiston leads by three. Back to Palmateer. Can he get the spark? It's too strong. Went sky high off the back of the rim. Sydney gets the rebound. Guess who? That was Chabot, who was able to bring it down. Goes to Palmateer. A little floater in the lane. Off the mark. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it back out, and they got a fresh 35 to work with and 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Matthews, baseline drive. Goes to Chabot. Foul, but it won't go. They'll head to the line. 4:53 to go in the fourth and a 48-45 ball game. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream. If you're joining us tonight, it's courtesy of SFCU, as well as the game audio archive. You can go back and listen anytime for free. Chabot's lefty foul shot is good, and the big man has 21. Very impressed with him so far tonight. And these foul shots down the stretch are going to be huge. Chabot's second shot, no good. See, there's the broadcaster curse right there. You mention it, the opposite's going to happen. So I apologize to you Sydney fans there. So 4:51 to go, fourth quarter. It's 48-46. Edmiston with a two-point lead on the road, trying to beat another Class C school. They beat Canajoharie over the weekend, who's a Class C school, in a tournament up at Fulton Montgomery Community College. Martin takes it to the rim, a left-handed layup and a rare miss, but Edmiston will get the rebound and bring it back down. Now DeVries tries to take it to the inside, and Matthews said, no thanks, stole it away. Matthews will rip it down the court, goes inside to Chabot at the left low block, works one back out. Mosier, a line drive three, is too strong, and Martin pulls down the loose change, windexes the glass there and cleans it up. Coming up on 4 minutes to go. This is going to be an exciting conclusion here. It's 48-46. Martin on the left side, three-point line extended. We'll work one back here for Shane Smith. Smith to the foul line, 15 on the shot clock. We'll go back to Logan Williams. Williams to the rim. He puts it in. Williams is the second Edmiston player into double figures. He now has 11. And Edmiston leads 50-46 with 3:45 to go in the fourth. This would be a nice win here on the Edmiston resume if they could pick this one up here tonight. But you know Sydney's coming hard over this last 3:30. They go to Fogarty, right side in front of the Sydney benches. They go left to right. Fogarty, a chest pass to Palmateer. Now it goes to Matthews. The turnaround baby hook is no good. Good rebounding position there by Logan Williams, keeping Chabot off the glass with a textbook block out there. It's a nice job. Really did a good job of boxing them out. Here is Martin. Little spin move. Gets around Palmateer. Kicks into the corner for DeVries. Now back to the top of the key. They find Martin down low. Puts it up and in. And Martin's got 29. Great pass there from Williams at the top of the key. And Edmiston leads 52-46 with three to go. What's Sydney got? They're going to call a timeout. That's the first thing. They want to talk things over. 2:59 to go in the fourth. Edmiston leads 52-46. We'll be back on CDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 52-46, the Edmiston boys are on top of Sydney, looking for a big-time road win here. And it's been a lot of Josh Martin here tonight for Edmiston. 29 points, including 5 three-pointers. But It's been the role players, too. Logan Williams with 11, Shane Smith with 6, Greg DeVries with 4. On the other side, pretty balanced scoring for Sydney. Devin Chabot with 21, Palmatier with 11, Matthews with 7, but Palmatier hasn't scored in the second half. They're going to need him here in the last couple of minutes. Inbounds play. They go right to Matthews, and the right-handed layup is no good. Martin leaks out, tries to take it to the rim, won't go. Rebound is blocked away by Chabot. Logan Williams came down. He did a quick pump fake, went up. Chabot knocked it out of bounds, but he got hammered on the arm. Sydney fans don't like it, but that's the call, and Logan Williams will head to the line. It was close. Didn't have a great angle on it. Could have been clean. Could have been on the arm. They had the better angle than me. 2:50 to go in the fourth, and it's 52-46, and these are big foul shots here for the senior Logan Williams. First one, good. Splash for Williams. He's got 12. Williams will step in for the second one. It was a good JV game tonight as well. Sydney came out on top, but both games have been good here tonight. That's what you want out of a non-league schedule. Second one is good for Logan Williams. He's got 13, and Edmiston leads 54-46, their biggest lead of the game. Sydney's got some work to do with 2:45 to go in the fourth. Here's Palmatier across midcourt. Palmatier tries to feed down low through traffic to Chabot, and it was knocked out of bounds. Edmiston is really focusing on Chabot, trying to clog up those passing lanes. 2:42 to go in the fourth. It's 54-46. Palmatier on the baseline to the left of the basket, tosses one into Mosier. Mosier's going to pull it back out. Sydney will set up the offense. They go left side corner now for Chabot. Back to the top of the key for Fogarty. 15 on the shot clock. Back to Palmatier. A three. Got it. Boy, that was huge. They really needed that. And Palmatier's got 14. It's a five-point ball game. Edmiston leads 54-49 with 2:20 to go. Martin dribbles across midcourt. Has to reverse it. Still holding onto the ball. He was right in front of his own bench. Kind of had to do a little 180 spin to avoid getting trapped. Martin still with the ball. Now we'll leave it for Shane Smith. Smith will dish one off. Leaves it for Logan Williams. His shot won't go. Smith the rebound, and his opportunity is also off the mark. Chabot with a rebound, and here comes Sydney with a minute 58 to go in the fourth. Ahead now for Mosier, and now to Palmatier. Sydney trying to cut into this gap here and slice it away. They go to Chabot to the interior, knocked away. Outlet pass to Garrett Lum, finishes it. Big bucket there for Edmiston, and it's 56-49 with a minute 40 to go. Sydney really needs a bucket on this possession as they come across the midcourt timeline. They go to Palmatier for three, fading away, too strong, rebound for Lum. Lum now will go to Logan Williams, and they're going to slow it down. Darren Belden saying, hey, take it easy, guys. But now they turn on the gas again and throw it ahead for Shane Smith. He's got 8 points, and it's 58-49. Edmiston with a big lead here with a minute 15 to go. Can they pull this one off? They go to the far side for Mosier. Mosier goes to the high post now for Matthews. Lost it. Tries to feed it to Palmatier as we hit a minute to go. Palmatier with a home run pass across the court. It was too tall and rolls out of bounds with a minute to go. And Edmiston has a 58-49 lead with a minute to go. Let's see if Edmiston can be smart with the basketball here with under a minute to go. Martin chases it into the backcourt, and now we'll bring it up, trying to work some clock. Martin will go to the half-court timeline, 50 seconds left, taking his time. Sydney is not elected to foul yet. They'll dish one off here for Lum. Lum will go to DeVries. DeVries into the corner now for Logan Williams. Takes it to the rim. It won't go. Chabot with a rebound. But they're down to 35 seconds to go, and Edmiston leads 58-49. Palmatier across midcourt. Now we'll leave it for Mosier. Mosier back for Matthews in the paint, and the floater is good, and he's got 9 points. Timeout is taken by Sydney with 25 seconds to go. Let's step away for 30 seconds. Edmiston leads 58-51 over Sydney. We'll be back on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, we're back underway. Edmiston will get it in to Garrett Lum, and he's fouled with 23 seconds to go. Here's the team foul situation. Edmiston with three, and now Sydney with three. So there's a long way to go here. They're going to have to try to keep fouling. Martin leaks out and is going to take it the length of the court and score. Martin with 31. They completely lost him, and he was wide open. Makes it 60-51, and that puts Martin with 31. Here's Palmateer. Huge, deep three. It's short, hit the side of the rim. Rebound, and Edmiston is going to pick up the win here. 60-51 on the road at Sydney. Big win for the Class D Edmiston Panthers over Class C Sydney. Josh Martin with 5 3-pointers and 31 points. And Edmiston takes it over Sydney tonight, 60-51. We'll be back with the postgame show and our final awards on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside Sydney High School. The Edmiston boys get a big win tonight over Sydney on the road, 60-51. Couldn't ask for a much better game for the opening game of the year on the radio. Of course, the regular season's been going for about a week and a half, 2 weeks, but this is our first game of the season we were doing tonight on the radio, and it lived up to all the hype. Of course, Edmiston coming in, they won their league last year, the Tri-Valley, made it to the Section 4 Class D championship game. Sydney, always the athletic, tough team. So I said, hey, it'd be a good one to do on the radio, and boy, it really lived up to it here. Our scoring summary tonight, first for victorious Edmiston, 31 points from Josh Martin, including 5 3-pointers. He was tremendous. Logan Williams adds 13, Shane Smith with 8, and Greg DeVries with 4 points tonight. On the other side for Sydney, 6'6", senior Devin Chabot with 21 points, easily a double-double, I'm sure, with the rebounds he had, but he led the way. 14 points for John Palmateer, 9 for Leah Matthews, 3 for Alec Fogarty, and 2 apiece for Glenn Rogers and Peyton Mosier. I think both these teams are going to have good seasons and be totally fine. They both played really good basketball here tonight. Let's do our three awards here, folks. Of course, we have our offense, defense, and all-purpose awards. First is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. So supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that award to Josh Martin tonight, 31 points. He was tremendous. Again, 5 three-pointers, made the buckets that Edmiston really needed and kept them in the game. So he is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give that to Logan Williams tonight. 13 points for Williams for Edmiston, but I thought he came up with some big-time steals, had some of those leak-out passes to Josh that ended up in some good layups tonight. So we'll give Logan Williams our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And lastly, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Devin Chabot from Sydney tonight, 21 points. I'm sure he easily had a double-double as well, as he was great on the glass tonight. He's going to be a handful for a lot of teams in the MAC with that good size. So we'll give Devin Chabot our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night. I'll be down in Harpersville for a 7:15 tip-off. It'll be the Harpersville boys hosting Walton. Harpersville is off to a hot start this season, and Walton is too. So hopefully we'll have another good game tomorrow night on WCDL. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Well, he's just about a mile away here tonight as we're up on the hill at Sydney High School. And a big thank you to Craig Stevens as well, our station manager, our general manager, I should say. And he's very helpful for getting these games on the air and doing all the work behind the scenes with me. So we really appreciate that for Jim and for Craig. Again, our final score here tonight, Edmiston boys defeat Sydney 60-51. We'll see you tomorrow night at Harpersville. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. Freeze!